My brothers and sisters in Christ, again, blessed Easter to all of you, and how important for us to hear this account on the road to Emmaus during the Easter season to remind us of the great gift that Jesus gave to these two disciples and through them to all of us, a vision truly of heaven, vision of heaven and openness to heaven. And it really explains to us who go to daily Mass why we go to Mass, what it is we're looking for, how often we can be downcast with the way things go in the world or the struggles we have in our lives. Isn't it true that the reason why we come to this Mass is to have an experience of Easter each morning in our own hearts, to be able to experience Jesus and his closeness to us while our hopes seem to have been dashed, if you will. These disciples were hoping, it says, and they were looking downcast. And so Jesus draws near to them, even though their eyes couldn't see him. How true that is for us when we have our struggles and when we have our difficulties. How Jesus comes to us and wants to give us something much more than we ever expected. Because our eyes are still looking at things in this world and are prevented from seeing the things in heaven. Peter and John gave that man at the beautiful gate something he did not expect. He was just wanted some cash. Don't we all? And yet, what did he get? Something far greater. His ability to walk, and not just walk. He was jumping around like a crazy guy because of all that God had given him. And so he was rejoicing. And what does God give to us when he draws near to us? We know very well at what point these two disciples who had been with Jesus and had heard his words and had seen his powerful miracles, we know, even though they heard him preaching to him along the way, what it was that captured their hearts and helped them to know that this was Jesus. What was it? When he broke the bread and gave it to them, then they noticed, it's Jesus himself. Jesus was there, and he vanished, and what was left? Couldn't see him still, but his body was there, the Eucharist. That's why we come. Jesus is truly present right here, right now at Mass. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.